Welcome to Global Talk, a podcast from the National's Foreign Desk. On the line today, we have our New Delhi correspondent, Samant Subramanian, who has just returned from a rare face-to-face meeting with the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, ahead of the leader's first ever visit to the UAE. Modi gives very few interviews to the press, so as someone who has got the chance to speak with him face-to-face, what were your impressions?
He seemed very organized. We had been told in advance that we'd be shown into his office at 4 o'clock, and we were shown in exactly at 4 o'clock. We were told that we'd get 15 minutes with him to ask our questions, and we got precisely on 15 minutes to ask our questions. He seemed very well prepared. Admittedly, the questions were sent ahead in advance, and he had time to prepare for them, but he did seem to have thought through his answers. The answers, you know, blended sort of hardcore foreign policy with his own homespun observations. He seemed like a very professional, quite a reserved man.
And Modi has chosen the UAE as the first country in the Arab world to visit as Prime Minister. Did he give you any indication as to why this is and why he has chosen to visit the region now?
Well, I think I asked him both these questions. And to the second question as to why he chose to visit now, you know, he made a joke. He laughed and said, you know, anytime I would have chosen to visit the UAE, people would have asked him why now. So there's really no right time or wrong time. It was just that this came up at this particular schedule. The invitations to Mr. Modi came from the leaders of the UAE to visit at this time, and everything just fell into place. Why the UAE in particular? I think perhaps the biggest reason here is the fact that there's a huge Indian community living in the UAE. Almost 2.6 million Indians live there. And no Indian Prime Minister has visited the UAE for 34 years. So I think he felt quite rightly that it's been sort of neglected on India's foreign policy radar. And the UAE has such strong people-to-people contacts between the people who live there and the Indians back home that government-to-government contacts should be strengthened as well. And he figured that this was definitely the gateway for him into the Arab world.
And do you think that his visit this week signals a new phase in the UAE-Indian relationship?
Well, the UAE-Indian relationship is already quite strong, and I don't know if there's anything revolutionary that will come out of it. I think primarily, apart from, of course, reaching out to the Indians who live there, the Prime Minister is going to the UAE to seek investments in India's infrastructure. This is a pet project of his. He has said that India needs over $1 trillion of investment in its infrastructure. The UAE has a large sovereign wealth fund and is eager to invest in India, where the returns are fairly good. So I think that's very big on his agenda. Energy ties are crucial. Trade ties are crucial. But all these ties are already fairly robust. So I think what Mr. Modi would be doing is sort of not seeking to catapult them into a stratospheric level, but looking to strengthen them further.
And how important is stability in the Middle East to India? And how do you see New Delhi cooperating with the UAE and other Gulf countries in this area in the future?
The Prime Minister was asked this question, and of course, I mean, the obvious answer is that stability is very important to both India and the UAE. With chaos in Syria and with the advance of ISIS, I think these two sort of geopolitical threats are on the radar of not just India and the UAE, but practically every country in the region. He didn't set out any particular ways or methods in which the two countries would cooperate. And I think maybe this particular trip that he's taking out there will be the first step towards even seeing what can be done by way of cooperation. I think it's too early right now to say what particular form this cooperation will take.
And lastly, you met with Modi on Indian Independence Day. With him losing lustre more than a year into his premiership, was this an important day for him?
I think it was an important day. The last Independence Day address he gave a year ago was sort of his first big address to the nation after he was elected. It was a very long speech. I think it might have been the second longest speech in the history of Indian Independence Days. And he laid down what he saw as a vision for the nation. I think a year later, it has transpired that putting that vision to work, to making that vision come to fruition is much harder than it seemed a year ago. And I think the speech that he gave today, a lot of analysts, a lot of pundits who are talking about this online and on the news are relatively disappointed with it. I mean, they have seemed to think that the speech lacked substance, that it was long and heavy on rhetoric, but light on any concrete actions that he's going to take to, for example, fix the Indian economy. So it is a crucial day. I mean, it's a year in. He's a year older and a year wiser. He's had a full year worth of experience of the prime ministership. And I think he'll be looking to the next 4 years to see what he can do to further his vision.
You can follow our online coverage of Modi's historic trip to the UAE at thenational.ae.